Stunning election results today in Venezuela. The opposition won a majority of seats in the National Assembly, overturning nearly two decades of dominance by the socialist movement founded by the late Hugo Chavez. Voters apparently punished President Nicolas Maduro's government for the troubled economy, including an 18% unemployment rate and chronic food shortages of such staples as milk and rice. Cynthia Arnson is director of the Wilson Center's Latin American program. She's with us from Washington. And, you know, given the poor economy, I guess this result makes sense, but was it a surprise to you?
I think the size of the victory was definitely a surprise. This was an overwhelming defeat for the governing PSUV, the Socialist Party of Venezuela. They lost 53 seats of the 99 that they had held before, and the opposition went up by 43. So this obviously tips the balance. The opposition has a majority, and what we're going to be waiting to see is whether they attain the supermajority, the two-thirds majority, to enact some really significant reforms.
Well, what kind of reforms? What are they expected to do with this new power?
Well, if they have just the simple majority, they can approve legislation. There's a lot of talk about approving an amnesty law that would grant amnesty to political prisoners, including, I think, the most famous Leopoldo López, a presidential candidate, one of the main opposition candidates who was sentenced to almost 14 years in prison. That would be a significant power. And they would be able to set in motion the process for a recall referendum in 2016, which is allowed by the Venezuelan Constitution halfway through the president's term. And Nicolas Maduro was inaugurated in 2013, so this coming year will be the halfway mark.
Can the opposition do much to fix the economy?
There's really no way that it can fix the economy. Those kinds of measures have to be adopted by the executive branch, and they're very unlikely. The kinds of reforms to cut government spending, to raise, for example, the price of gasoline, which is subsidized at about 7 cents a gallon. There's very little control over the economy, over the judiciary, over the electoral council that the opposition will have with the simple majority. But again, that changes dramatically if they get the two-thirds majority.
What does this result mean for Venezuela's relationship with the United States?
Well, I think it opens up the possibility of, over the long term, of a gradual democratic transition in Venezuela, which is certainly a goal of U.S. policy. I don't think it will necessarily improve the relationship with the Maduro government. We saw that Maduro himself was blaming the loss on the economic warfare from abroad. So that is going to continue.
And as you look around the region, this is not the only country making a bit of a rightward move in Latin America. Tell us what's going on, and do you think this is part of a broader trend?
It's part of a trend in the populist countries that had relied on the high price of commodities and vigorous Chinese demand to bolster their economy and also, most importantly, to finance these very lavish programs of social spending. Just think of Venezuela. Oil, it's at one point during the years of Hugo Chavez, was over $100 a barrel. Now it's hovering around 40. So in the populist countries like Venezuela, to a lesser extent like Ecuador, also Argentina, there are, I think, these dramatic changes. Less so in the other kinds of left countries, Brazil, Chile, Uruguay, although Brazil in a big way, and Chile in a much less significant way, have been buffeted by corruption scandals that certainly in the case of Brazil could result in the forced resignation or the impeachment of Dilma Rousseff.
That's Cynthia Arnson, who is director of the Wilson Center's Latin American program, joining us to talk about the election results in Venezuela. Cynthia, thank you very much.
Thank you.